This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In West Bengal, police arrested Shatadru Dutta, organizer of Messi's event at Salt Lake's Yuva Bharati Kridangan, after questioning him for 2 hours following large-scale chaos and vandalism today. ADG and IGP Law and Order Javed Shamim said a preliminary investigation is underway into the stadium chaos. He added that the situation is now normal, steps are being taken to help spectators return home, and instructions have been issued for ticket refunds. Earlier, Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose has directed the West Bengal government to immediately arrest the organizers and sponsors of the event held at Yuva Bharati Kridangan. Expressing anguish over the incident, the governor termed it a black day for Kolkata's sports lovers and instructed that ticket money be refunded to spectators. Meanwhile, the state government has constituted an inquiry committee headed by retired Justice Ashim Kumar Rai to probe the mismanagement. In a social media post, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said she was deeply disturbed and shocked by the incident and apologized to the public. Union Minister of State for Education and BJP leader Dr. Sukanta Majumdar criticized the state government, alleging administrative failure and demanding the Chief Minister's resignation. The BJP today accused the TMC-led West Bengal government of disappointing the people with its alleged mismanagement during Argentina footballer Lionel Messi's event in Kolkata. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, BJP MP and spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi labelled it as a shameful moment for the entire country. The nation today paid tributes to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during the terrorist attack 24 years ago on the 13th of December 2001. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Piyush Goyal, Jitendra Singh, Kiran Rijiju and Arjun Ram Meghwal paid floral tributes to the martyrs at Parliament House. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, Senior Congress Leader Sonia Gandhi and other members of Parliament also paid floral tributes to the martyrs. In Kerala, the Congress-led opposition UDF made gains in the local body elections across the state. The BJP-led NDA also registered significant progress, particularly in the state capital, Thiruvananthapuram. The ruling CPM-led LDF, however, failed to replicate its previous performance and lost control of several local bodies to both the UDF and the NDA. A key highlight of the results is the NDA's victory in the Thiruvananthapuram Corporation. The alliance secured 50 seats in the 101-member council, enabling it to assume control of the civic body, which had been under LDF rule in the previous term. Meanwhile, the UDF emerged with a majority in 367 gram panchayats, while the LDF secured control of 234. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed gratitude to the people across Kerala for voting for NDA candidates in the local body polls in the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the mandate the party has got in the Thiruvananthapuram Corporation is a watershed moment in Kerala's politics. The Prime Minister added that the party will work towards Thiruvananthapuram's growth and boost the ease of living for the people. Mr. Modi also thanked all the party workers for their hard work in the elections. Fighting continued along the border of Thailand and Cambodia even after US President Donald Trump, acting as a mediator, declared that both countries had agreed to a ceasefire. Earlier, Trump said Thai and Cambodian leaders had once again agreed to immediately renew their ceasefire agreement following a week of deadly border clashes. Meanwhile, Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim said Malaysia and its role as ASEAN chair will convene a special ASEAN foreign ministers meeting soon to address the escalating Cambodia-Thailand border tensions. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia today inaugurated the MP Sports Festival at Gandolia Ground in Pauri district of Uttarakhand. Addressing the youth, he highlighted the importance of sports culture in nation building and reiterated the central government's commitment to developing Pauri as a high-altitude sports hub. Speaking to players and local residents, the union minister said the MP Sports Festival will provide a fair and transparent platform to young talent. And with that, we end this news bulletin.